Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Show, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. It is Saturday, October 16, 2021, and welcome to another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. I am so excited to be with you and to be back to share some insights and strategies that I believe can help you live a greater life. I want to start off by saying hello to all of you that are listening on so many different platforms. First of all, our Apple Podcast family, I appreciate you so much. You have been with me the longest, and so I thank you for giving me the opportunity to do life with you and to share wisdom with you over the years. We're working on some exclusive content for Apple TV, for Apple Podcasts. So I hope that you will stay tuned and stay connected as we launch some exclusive things, particularly on Apple Podcast platform in the days to come. I'm excited about it, and I believe it's going to help you in a tremendous way in the days and the weeks to come. Hello to my Stitcher family. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being a consistent listener. Or hello, if this is your first time on the platform listening, thank you so much for the opportunity to serve you. Hello to my Spotify family. You know, I really appreciate Spotify. The numbers continue to grow on that platform, and it's so exciting to see that the message of empowerment is really resonating with people all around the world. So thank you, Spotify. Thank you to Google Podcast family. I appreciate your support so much, and it means so much to me. Hello to our iHeartRadio family. Everybody that knows me knows that I love iHeartRadio. It is one of my absolute favorite platforms in the entire world, and I appreciate you. I was so excited when we got distribution with iHeartRadio, and I thank you so much for listening and being a part of this podcast. Hello, most of all, to our Amazon Music and our Audible family. We're so excited that you joined and connected with us this year, and we are so blessed to get to do life with you. So thank you so much for the opportunity to empower you and to serve you with relevant and powerful and insightful strategies to help you live the greatest life. So I'm so honored to do life with you, and I would love to connect with you more in the days to come. So the Jamel Sanders Show is so much more than a show. It's a platform that we have created to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and potential, and every week through intriguing conversations and inspiring guests, we want to help you live your greatest life every single day. And so we tackle a myriad of different topics and subjects, all aimed at helping you live your greatest life. So I thank you so much. I would love to connect with you beyond this show. You can reach out to me at www.jamelsanders.com. Again, that is www.jamelsanders.com. There you will find a hub of empowerment resources, find out more about me and the work that I'm doing around the world, and you can also sign up for my empowerment newsletter right there on the homepage. So I hope that you will connect with me. Also, don't forget to, you can like us and follow us on social media. All of our handles are right there on the homepage, except for TikTok, which I believe is official Jamel Sanders, but you can find all of our links there. I look forward to connecting and doing life with you. I'm very active on social, so I look forward to having some great conversations with you in the days to come. So beyond this podcast, I am an author, I am a life strategist, I am a thought leader and advisor and consultant that works with leaders around the world in helping them to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. JSI has been in existence over a decade, and it essentially exists to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential through capacity-building systems and programs. Essentially, Jamel Sanders International was started to bring solutions to global problems, and so I have the distinct privilege of working with leaders from around the world in a myriad of different industries and fields and disciplines, and providing them with wisdom and strategies to succeed in business, to succeed in the building of nations and governments, and so many other initiatives. So you can find out more about me and my work there on the homepage and on the website, and I look forward to doing life more with you in the days to come. So definitely connect there. It's always an honor to serve you and to help you. And as I just said, I am an author. I am a 9-time author. I've written 9 books, but I do want to recommend 2 particular books to you today. And I'm going to switch it up just a little bit. I always talk about significance because it's a book about identity, and so many people in the world are dealing with an identity crisis. So if you want to get significance, it's available through Amazon, Kindle Nook, and other book distributors. But I want to go back to one of my early books, Soul Journey. Soul Journey is a powerful book because this book is a workbook that I created to help walk you through the developmental process to success. So many people want to succeed in life. They want to do great things in life, but they don't realize that the development of their soul is so intrinsic to their success. And so I wrote this book years ago because I wanted to take people through the work and my journey to doing the work to realizing my full potential in life. And so I wrote a book entitled Soul Journey, Empowering the Soul for Exceptional Success. And so it's very personal, very revealing, and I talk about the pain and the price and the process that comes with greatness in your life. It's really a book about getting out of your own way. You'll have to read my autobiography, Unbreakable, to get the full story, but there was a season where Jamel Sanders International was on pause and I didn't really do any of these things that I'm doing, and I just kind of stopped and reassessed my life and hit the reset button. And what I discovered through a personal reflection, introspection, and great advisors and mentors in my life, I learned that I was in my own way. And so I had to start doing the work, unpacking my soul is what I call it. I had to unpack my soul, do the work, and begin to identify those barriers, those triggers, those blind spots that were standing in the way of wholeness and significance in my life. And as I did the work, things began to shift. I mean, from the Huffington Post to television to some of the most powerful, influential platforms in the world started to open up to me when I got out of my own way. And here we are 9 books later, a respected thought leader, award-winning entrepreneur, respected around the world. It pays to do the work. And so if you're serious about doing the work, I want you to go get a copy of Soul Journey, Empowering the Soul for Exceptional Success. It will help you in a tremendous way. It is very powerful and insightful, and it will revolutionize your life, I guarantee that. And, of course, my latest book, book number 9, Honor the Law that Governs Greatness. What is the missing link between most people today and the life that they want to live? The missing link is development. And so I wanted to write a book about moving from potentiality into prophetic destiny. And you do that through a process called prophetic development. Honor is the only book of its kind in the world today. And I say that because most people give us highlight reels and screenshots of what success looks like. Honor is a prophetic excavation adventure. It takes you through the developmental work and process that comes with stepping into greatness in your life. And so if you're ready to move from potential into prophetic destiny, from potential into development and destiny, this is the book for you. I talk about challenging your assumptions about leadership, understanding the honor principle, removing the concept of dishonor from your thinking, serving, expanding your capacity for greatness, and so much more. It is a tremendous book, and it will revolutionize your life. I wrote Honor because this is a law that changed my life, and I know it will change your life as well. And I attribute so much of my success today to mastery of this law of honor. And if you will utilize and put this principle into practice, I guarantee you it will change your life as well. So the book is Honor, the Law that Governs Greatness. It is available through Amazon, Kindle, Nook, and most book distributors have access to Honor. I hope you'll get a copy and that you'll share a copy with a friend. If you have a college student that's getting ready to transition into the workforce or into a career, I encourage them to read Honor. I encourage managers, entrepreneurs, business owners to read this book, because if we all understood this principle, we would be better human beings and we could serve the world in a more profound way. So get a copy of Honor. As you know, our book club is reading a new book. We're reading Straight Up, Honest, Unfiltered, As Real As I Can Put It, Advice for Life's Biggest Challenges by none other than Mr. Trent Shelton. This book is kind of taking a trail off of the beaten path, so to speak, because a lot of my books have kind of been in different directions. We've read autobiographies, we've read spiritually empowering-based books, we've read books about business and leadership, but this book is different because, number one, you cannot read it or digest it in one sitting. It is quite lengthy, so I'll give you that disclaimer. Second of all, this is not just a book. It is a success system, as I call it. Every chapter is kind of like how I write. It's filled with exercises and content to help reinforce the principles and the concepts being taught to you. And so you can't just read this book. This is something that you kind of have to digest and process and take your time with. But stay tuned because we're going to be having a discussion around this book really, really soon. So I hope you're reading. I hope you're getting ready because we're going to have a powerful and insightful conversation. And I can't wait to hear what you have gotten out of the book as well. So get a copy today. Straight Up, Honest, Unfiltered, As Real As I Can Put It, Advice for Life's Biggest Challenges by none other than Mr. Trent Shelton. And I look forward to such a lively and robust discussion with all of you in the days to come. So I want to take a very, very quick break, and I want to jump into the last part of this series about the path. You don't want to miss this today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Jamel Sanders Show, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
So welcome back. So we have been in the middle of a very powerful series entitled The Path, Daring to Manifest Your Destiny. And, you know, I started this series by talking about how all of us are really on a path in our lives. We talked about this principle of dissatisfaction and how so many people are dissatisfied with their lives. And what they don't realize about dissatisfaction is that dissatisfaction is a prophetic announcement that it's time for your life to begin to move in a different direction, that it's time for a pivot or a shift to take place in your life. And so what happens is a lot of people begin to get really frustrated about their lives, and they don't understand that frustration is not a sign that your life is headed for disaster, but it is a sign that something needs to change in your life. And so many times, I know personally, and even people that I've talked to over the years, we don't pay attention to the warning signs and the lessons that life is trying to teach us. And the signals that life is trying to send us. And so it builds into this great dissatisfaction, and we end up living an unfulfilled life because we never begin to make those necessary adjustments and changes that were so necessary. And so I believe that dissatisfaction is really that prophetic warning that it's time to shift the direction of your life. And if there's anything that I believe is so vitally important in the world today, as we have lived through in the last 2 years of this pandemic, and what has happened globally has been mind-boggling to me, even in some of the private conversations with leaders around the world. One of the things that I have discovered is that all of us have been challenged at the core to make some significant changes and shifts and transitions in our lives. And I always tell people that change is one of the only constants in life. It's something that's going to always have to happen. And the moment we stop changing is the moment we stop growing. And a life without growth becomes useless. Write that down. A life without growth becomes useless. And more importantly, what I have discovered through my work over the years is that when we don't live a life of growth, it is one of the greatest indicators that we do not honor the seed of our potential. You were created to grow. You were created to develop and to evolve and to mature into the greatest version of yourself. And so when growth stops, life stops, and ultimately we signal to God and we planet that we don't honor the seed of our potential, and we don't honor the capacity that we've been blessed with, and we waste this incredible gift called life doing things that are absolutely useless and pointless. And so I want you to allow the dissatisfaction to move you into a different direction so that you can truly manifest your destiny and do great things with your life. And then in the second part, we delved into the divine directives. I talked about those inner promptings and stirrings that we often feel on the inside that are pointing us in the direction of a different life and a more fulfilling life. And so, you know, a lot of times we're not always paying attention to the warnings and to the signs and to the lessons that life is attempting to teach us, but we got to begin to be more focused and more determined in getting the clear messages that we need in the different seasons of our lives. And so how many warnings and stirrings and promptings have you ignored over the years, just saying maybe it's just my imagination or just my mind or just wishful thinking, when there were divine directives signaling me in the direction of your destiny and your future? I know even me, writing 9 books, I remember when I began to feel that nudge on the inside to do it. And I think about even in the process of that, how it still took me a considerable amount of time to move from just having the prompting and the nudge to actually taking prophetic action on that thing that I knew that I needed to do. And so many times we have an awareness of something, but awareness that does not lead us to action causes abortion. And so it's not enough for us to just be aware. We have to take the action in the direction of our dream or aspiration or objective. And so are you listening to the stirrings and the promptings and the internal messages that life and God and seasons are trying to teach us? Because I believe essentially that every season of our lives has significance and meaning. The problem is that we have not been developed enough to perceive the significance that those seasons hold and how they shape our destiny and our future. I look at our destiny as a prophetic puzzle. Season of our lives causes a piece of that prophetic puzzle to come together. The only way the puzzle can come together, though, is you have to have perceptivity. You have to have perception of seasons, of moments, of times in your life so that you can take advantage of them and you can begin to move in the direction of your destiny. And so in that episode, we really delved into the law of divine directives and following those divine directives so that we can step into the fullness of our destinies. I believe that every human being on this planet comes here with a purpose, and comes here with a vision. If you've listened to this show over the last decade, you've heard me say this before, where there is no vision, where there is no prophetic utterance, the people cast off restraints and run wild. The problem with the world is not that we are victims of our circumstances or products of our environments. We have a generation of people that have no vision for their lives. And when you don't have a vision for your life, you become the product of somebody else's visions and dreams. And so what happens is we spend a lifetime fulfilling everybody else's vision, everybody else's dreams, everybody else's purpose, but most people never fulfill their own purpose. And so you've got to pay attention to those divine directives so that you can begin to move in the direction of your destiny and you can step into the thing that you were created and born to do. And then in part three of the series, we delved into direction and the power of direction in our lives. So many people in the world today, they can't put it into words, but as a gifted communicator, I'm able to put it into words for them. They're looking for direction in their lives. You know, they'll ask you a lot of different questions about, I don't know what I'm here for. I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I should be doing with my life. But what it really boils down to at the cellular level is that most people don't have an understanding of the direction that their lives should be taking. And so what we do is we begin to, because we don't understand that, we begin to live in the narrative of somebody else's expectations of what our lives should be. We live in the prison of other people's opinions of who and what we should be doing with our lives. And so what we do, we go on this vain, trivial quest of trying to please everybody, trying to make everybody happy, trying to be all things to all people, only to get back to that space within ourselves that I call your inner space or your inner world, and to discover that none of those things make us happy, none of those things bring fulfillment to our lives. They just simply appease all of the people in our lives. And then once we've gotten through all of that, we come back to, as I talk about in my book, Significance, that place of emptiness within ourselves where we realize that we are not understanding our worth or value, and we know deep in ourselves that there's a greater contribution that we've been called to make in the world, but we don't know how to do it. And so what has to happen is you have to begin to give language to the inner space of what's happening on the inside of you. Let me try to break that down more simplistically. In other words, David says in the book of Psalms, I believe it's 139, he says that you know my substance when I was being wrought or created in the deepest parts of the earth or the world. In other words, David is saying that God knows that inner space. God knows that reserve space, that space within ourselves that we restrict this three-dimensional world from accessing, but it in essence is the truth of who we are and the core and the center of who we are in our lives. And that's the place where so many people are unfulfilled in their lives because they tried to fill that space with all of this superficial stuff. And what I've discovered over three decades of life is that that space is reserved for significance in our lives. You can't fill it with a relationship. You won't be able to fill it with cars and materialistic things. It is an eternal space that remains empty without the invitation of eternity to take residence in it. And so what you give language to is that emptiness and that profound inadequacy that resides on the inside of the human soul that is seeking expression. And so we delve into our direction in our lives and moving our lives in the direction of our prophetic destinies and futures so that we can do meaningful and significant things in the world. And that brings me naturally to the last part of this series today, which is the law of discernment. Okay, let me try to unpackage this because I just got really heavy talking about that inner space and significance, which is really deep and beyond what we can even go into on a podcast. That's why I wrote the book Significance, because I'm trying to give language to the broken parts of humanity that need to be healed and brought to wholeness. And so we're delving into the last part of this, the path, daring to manifest your destiny. And I want to talk with you for a few moments about discernment. Why is this so important? The difference in moments in your life is your ability to perceive a new season. I want you to get that. The difference in moments in your life is your ability to perceive a new season. Perception is not only the thing that brings you into an understanding of the difference of moments, but perception is the key to possessing everything that has been promised and destined for your life. And so a lot of people over the years have asked me, they have emailed me, they have tweeted me, they have written message me, and they say it in different ways because, as I say, everybody is not gifted in communication and articulation of speech. But in essence, what people are asking for is, what is the key to success and prosperity in life? And while there's a lot of things that I could tell you, discipline, dedication, prioritization, mental work, inner healing, personal development, self-empowerment, so many different pillars and aspects. But the one answer that I give often that leaves me dumbfounded is this. So one of the greatest keys to your success in life is your ability to discern moments of opportunity. It does no good for you to write down copious notes and to fill notebooks with a myriad of concepts and ideas and still lack the ability to discern important moments of opportunity in your life. The difference in seasons lies in your ability to perceive moments of opportunity in your life. Why is this so important? Because stagnation happens in our lives when we lack the ability to make important shifts and turns. Write that down. Stagnation happens in our lives when we lack the ability to make important shifts and turns. And so what happens is it's time for a season in our life to change, but because we are so resistant to change in our lives, we go on repeating the same patterns and cycles over and over, only to get to the end of that place and the end of ourselves realizing that we're in exactly the same place where we started and that we have not made any progress in our lives. And then when we begin to look back in, you know, retrospection on that season and moment, we realize that we were presented with the opportunity to make a shift, to make a different decision, to move in a different direction, but we didn't seize it. And what happens is, the less we key in on that perception and discernment, the more desensitized we become to perceiving new seasons in our lives. I want you to get that. The more we ignore, the more we push to the side, the more we go on doing what we've always done, the more we become desensitized to seeing those new moments of opportunity in our lives. And so at one time, you could discern, this is an opportunity, this is a moment, this is something I need to act on right now. But the more you suppress that on the inside, the less obvious, the less observant you become to those opportunities and things that are trying to unfold in your life. And so then you'll have the person that will say, I don't have any opportunities, or, you know, no doors or anything are opening for me. What they don't realize is that about 10 to 15 doors have tried to open to you, but you did not perceive those moments of opportunity in your life. Now, it's a whole lot of reasons why we don't always perceive those moments of opportunity in our lives. One of the number one reasons that we don't perceive those moments of opportunities or discern them is because we are dealing with an unrenewed mind. We're dealing with an unrenewed mind, and because our psychological construct is wrong, we begin to frame our world in prophetic restrictions and prophetic limitations. And so until you begin to do the inner work on the mental muscle, some opportunities you will never perceive. Another reason that we don't perceive those opportunities in our lives is because not only do we have an unrenewed mind, but we have an unhealthy soul. And when I'm talking about your soul, I'm talking about not just the mental space, but I'm talking about the health of your emotions, the strength of your relationships, the refinement of your character, the inner work that needs to take place in you. And most of all, I'm dealing with the insignificance factor. And the insignificance factor is the greatest barrier that will hold you back. I know it was one of the greatest barriers for me because you don't feel good enough. You don't feel prepared. You don't feel like you have what you need to do what you need to do. And so as long as we're wrestling with that feeling and we're never moving into the things that we want to do, it's going to cause you to be frustrated, and it's going to keep your life in a holding pattern going nowhere. So we have the unrenewed mind. We have the unhealed soul. Then we have the unresolved pain. Now, this in itself could be a whole show, but I'm going to try to be succinct with how I talk about this. Unresolved pain is the places within ourselves that we never explore, and therefore we're never emancipated. Write that down. Unresolved pain is the places within ourselves that we refuse to explore, and therefore we never experience emancipation. In my book, Upgrade Your Mind, I talk about the importance of healing as a person and as a leader, because when unhealed leaders step into positions of power, they inflict unnecessary pain on those that they're leading. And so you have to begin to deal with these unresolved issues and this unresolved pain in your life, and you have to explore those places in yourself. You have to be willing to sit with pain until you can step to the other side of pain. In other words, you cannot just ignore. What you ignore does not become invisible, and what you deny does not disappear. In fact, what you deny only becomes larger, and you give it the power to define your life. And so a lot of times we tell ourselves we're good, this doesn't apply to me, this is not necessary for me, but we're still not healed from it. And you know how you're not healed from it? Because it's a place that you're unwilling to explore within yourself. It's something that you're not willing to be honest about. And more than that, what I discover is that we're unwilling to articulate it. We won't give it voice. We won't give it language because we know it's there, but we don't want to deal with that in our lives. And so you can try to deny it, but it will always be the thing that holds you back and stops you from moving forward with your life. I know it personally, and I've seen it play out in the lives of so many people for so, so long. And, you know, what's funny about it is as you begin to do your work personally and you start to see these things in the lives of other people and they can't see it. And like I said, they still can't discern that this is an area that needs to be addressed in their lives. You got to explore it. You got to confront it. And what you refuse to confront will perpetuate cycles in your life. In fact, it will create cycles that will not be broken until you confront it. And so you got to address the unrenewed mind. You got to address the unhealthy soul. You got to address the unresolved pain. And then you got to deal with the unworthiness. These are so, so important for you so that you can properly discern moments of opportunity in your life. What do I mean by the unworthiness? If you've read the book on entitled Significance, you know that I delve really, really deep into this principle, because I believe that it's vitally important for your freedom, for your wholeness, for your success. As I talked about a little earlier in this show, we all have that empty place, that place of inadequacy within ourselves that so many people are afraid to explore and to confront. And what I've realized is that anything that remains deficient and does not develop has the power to destroy your life. Get that. Whatever is a deficiency in your life that you refuse to develop has the power to destroy your life. And so what I see is a lot of people with great potential, great possibilities of what their lives could be. But because we never address this unworthiness, this feeling of not good enough, this feeling of not measuring up, this feeling of not being prepared or not being capable or better yet, what I've discovered in my life is this place within ourselves where we don't truly love ourselves. And because we don't truly love ourselves, it gives birth to this thing called unworthiness and inadequacy in our lives. And so what has to happen is you have to begin to explore that place, and you got to heal that place in your life. And you got to know that you possess everything that you need to fulfill your purpose, to maximize your potential, to do something significant in the world and in your lifetime. You cannot be blackmailed by these blind spots in your life. Write that down. You cannot afford to be blackmailed by another blind spot in your life. You've got to address it. Your destiny is not going to fulfill itself, and your denial is robbing you of your destiny every single day. And so I want you to deal with the unrenewed mind, the unhealthy soul, the unresolved pain, and the unworthiness that robs you of the opportunity, of the ability to discern opportunities that are happening in your life. All of these are barriers standing and discerning properly the opportunities in your life. What are you not taking advantage of because of these areas? What are you not possessing because of these areas? What are you not enjoying because of these areas? And so this is not the kind of show today that's going to make you jump up and down and scream and feel ultra empowered. But what this type of episode will do for you today, it will force you to move out of your denial, move out of the blind spots in your life, and begin to address those areas that are really robbing you of healing and wholeness and the life of significance that you were created to be. If you want to move into your destiny, if you want to move into the prophetic fulfillment of those things destined for your life, you're going to have to confront some dark places in your life. You know, so many times we paint for people this false narrative of success. Success is great. Prosperity is great. Blessings are great. Possibilities and abundance are great. But if you want to enjoy those things in your life, you've got to do the work. You know, a lot of people come to me and they don't really want solutions. They want bandages. They want something that they can put over the wound quickly and move on. But what I tell people is that the Band-Aid may help, but it's not going to provide the healing that you need tomorrow. And so there comes a point in every person's life, man, woman, boy, girl, where you must pull the Band-Aid off, where you must stop nursing the wound, and we must choose to be whole in our lives. One of the most powerful discoveries I ever had was that wholeness is a choice, just like bondage is a choice. Shame is a choice, just like freedom is a choice. Powerlessness is a choice, just like power is a choice. Healing is a choice, just like sickness is a choice. Everything in our lives boils down to a decision. And the reality for Jamel Sanders was this: I can live here forever, or I can make the decision to step out of a horrible past and step into an extraordinary destiny. But whatever is going to happen, it's going to be the construct of a choice. And what I'm telling you today is that as long as there's breath in your body, you have the opportunity to make a different decision and to move your life in a different direction. How do we discern moments of opportunity in our lives? We do it by healing, and we do it by making a decision. What do you want? Because whatever you want to show up in your life is the thing that you have got to focus your time, your energy, your commitment on. Whatever you concentrate on is what you're committing to see through in your life. Whatever you ignore, you are repelling it, and you are removing it out of your life. So what are you giving your focus to? What are you giving your attention to? Are you giving your attention to your history or your destiny? Are we rehearsing old wounds? Are we repeating old cycles? Are we living in old patterns? What are you doing with your life? And what are you doing with this moment in your life that's going to move your life forward? The reality is that if we want our lives to grow, our lives to flourish, our lives to thrive, we've got to make the decision to choose wholeness. We've got to make the decision to choose freedom. And if we want to design moments of opportunity in our lives, we've got to be willing to do the work that others are not willing to do. Your destiny will not just fall in your lap. Opportunities will not just fall in your lap. You have to have the ability to discern them. Sometimes opportunities will look like opposition, and that's why you have to be healed and healthy in your soul so that you can know the difference. Sometimes opportunities will look like it's moving your life backwards, but really you're being blessed with a gift that's going to move your life forward. Sometimes opportunity looks like an empty season or an empty page, but what we don't realize is that God is giving us the pen and the opportunity to script a whole new chapter in our lives. It all boils down to your perception. Can you perceive the possibilities, or do you perceive a prison of inferiority and powerlessness in your life? The reality is that your perception determines what is possible for your life. Your perception determines the progress of your life. And more importantly, your perception determines the prophetic fulfillment of every promise in your life. And so as we're talking about the path, are you going to move in the direction of your destiny, or are you going to move in the direction of distraction and the same narrative that has been producing defeat and frustration and failure in your life? You have the power to change the season, because the difference in seasons begins with the ability to perceive new moments of opportunity in your life. And if you can perceive right, you can possess everything that has been promised to you even before the foundation of the world. I don't want you to just listen to this episode today. I want you to give this episode the space to breathe in your life. And then I want you to be willing to explore those spaces in yourself that you need to explore so that you can be whole and you can be healed and you can be free to be all that you were created to be. There's so much more to your life beyond the surface. If we will move from the shallow and into the deep places, that's where the greatest discoveries and breakthroughs happen in our lives. I'm challenging you today to move from where you are to where you want to be. A whole new world is waiting for you on the other side of your perception and your choices and decisions. Step into the fullness of your life. Step into the fullness of who you were created to be and awaken to the great significance that is in waiting for the opportunity out of this today. I hope that this series has helped you in some way, shape, or form to do the work that you need to do to live the life that you were destined to live. There's no way around the work. There's no shortcut to success. There are no easy routes to excellence. You've got to do the work. And when you do the work, you can stand in not just success, but sustainable success, and you can create an enduring legacy that lives well beyond your lifetime and your generation. I want you to build something that will last, but in order to do that, you've got to be willing to do the work. It's up to you. You possess what you have. You have the tools. You have everything you need to move your life from just potential into prophetic fulfillment of all those things that have been destined for you. I hope you will listen to this episode again, because it's heavy, it's packed, and it's going to take you a couple of listens to unpack the magnitude of what I just shared with you. But I guarantee you this, if you will listen to this, apply it, do the work, explore those places, I guarantee you, you're going to elevate your life to a realm of new possibilities and opportunities. The difference in seasons is the voices you trust, the decisions you make, the mindset that you embrace, and your ability to perceive great moments of opportunity and change in your life. You have it in you. You possess it. Now go make it happen in every area of your life. Be blessed. I'll see you again real soon for another episode of the show.